Ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays to all my guys, girls, gays, theys, and everybody in between. Welcome to the She Leads Showcase, our seasonal showcase, if you will. I am your hostess with the mostest. You can call me Katie Claus, if you will. Aww. I am Katie Kitty Baby.
Baby. Katie Claus Baby.
Katie Claus Baby. And joining me, Roman Reigns Return.
Acknowledge me. She Leads Showcase. Acknowledge me.
She is my lovely co-host, the Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire breathing, the Rhodes family eating, the spice of life, the sassiest seniorita that I know, the Hangman Adam Page to my whittle Adam Cole Baby. Miss Y to Garcia Savan. Na 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 na.
I love that. Yes.
Thank you. You're done with finals. You're back.
Oh yeah, I'm done with finals. So glad to be done with finals. It's been crazy to say the least. I have not watched, like, fully watched wrestling in like a couple weeks. Because of my final, I've just been so busy. So if we're doing picks, I don't have any because I haven't been really able to watch. Or you know what? Maybe my picks will be like all PWL stuff. I don't know because I've been there. That's the only kind of wrestling exposure I've gotten these last couple weeks. So I don't know.
We don't have to do picks. We can make this a short little holiday show. It's fine.
Yeah, it don't matter. Regardless, I'll think of something if we do picks at the end of the day. If they'll just be
We don't need to. It's whatever.
Fuck the picks, said Katie.
Yeah, and we're not doing picks next week either, so we're not doing picks the next 2 weeks. Oops. Okay. Before we start, thank you guys so much for watching live here on twitch.tv/SheLeadsShowcase. Where if you have Amazon Prime, you have Prime Gaming, you can get a free sub to us. If you'd like, we would appreciate it. We would so greatly appreciate it. If you don't, you can just, you know, pay for a subscription. We'd also appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Gracias. It's the holidays. Gift someone a sub if you're feeling generous in the Gribba spirit. Or you can go to youtube.com/SheLeadsShowcase if you're watching us here. You can subscribe for free. You can also like, you can comment, you can interact with us more on the videos and the VODs and all of that fun stuff. And if you want to spend more monies because the holiday season and you like us and you want to hear more about what we do and stuff, patreon.com/SheLeadsShowcase. You can get exclusive non-wrestling podcasts and things every month, except this month because, you know, it's like Christmas and people are busy and like I'm busy. So there's nothing this month because December is busy.
December is the busiest holiday or busiest month.
It really is, like extremely. And it also, Google Doc that is on my Twitter.
I still need to fill out.
Savannah's gonna fill it out, it's okay. You can fill it out and you can be a part of the She Leads Showcase Awards, which is next week. Everyone else has already done their awards and are taking weeks off. We said, no. We're still here. We're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if I'm on like a vacation, then we kind of have to. But it's fine. It's cool. That will not be happening again. When I go to Philly, I'll be able to take a laptop of some capacity. So we'll do a show of some sorts.
Live don't worry. From WrestleMania.
No, listen, I ain't got that kind of service in there, probably. Hell no. But no, we'll do some type of show that week at least. I'm not saying Thursday, but we'll figure it out.
At some point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But we're not here to talk about Mania. Oh no. That's in a few months. That's next year, baby. We're here to talk about this week and stuff that happened this past week.
Bruh.
Because it's news and rumors time. And there's not a whole lot, you know?
It's not even that there's a whole lot. Just some of it's kind of sad. And
yeah, it's a little bit of some downer stuff. So, again, If you know me and you know this show, I go in the order I find things. So, last week it was announced by Kenny himself, and then, like, kind of confirmed by Sean Rossap, and then, of course, people were giving Sean shit because he, like, released this information, and he was like, I clear it with the wrestlers or the company or whoever. So, it's fine. Kenny Omega, Kenneth, is out indefinitely. We do not have a set timetable on him or anything like that, with diverticulitis. Now, for those who do not know or have not heard that word before, it is the same thing that Brock Lesnar had. Oh God, I don't even remember how many years ago at this point. He was still in UFC. Getting tangled in my headphones. So that's what Lesnar had. And then it was the whole controversy when Fight Forever came out and they named the F5 diverticulitis. Yeah, it became a whole thing. And then people were getting on Kenny's... This whole situation has just gotten super messy for no reason, because people, yeah.
People are fucking disgusting and basically said he had it coming, or that he fucking deserved it. And I'm thinking, like, Kenny shouldn't be fucking having to defend himself from the hospital because people are fucking gross. He clearly stated that he had nothing to do with that, that he was just involved in, like, the pre, you know, production stages, and that he's not the one who comes up with shit like this. So I know he's, like, the name behind it, which I do, like, you know, that doesn't make him look any better when shit like that happens. But that doesn't mean he is the reason it happened. It's not him who decided for that to happen. So the fact that people just spew their bullshit before they even know shit, then you know what? Like, I just don't fuck with that. Especially when someone's in the hospital dealing with something that clearly...
Nothing surprises me anymore because everybody's sick and disgusting.
Yeah, but
I shouldn't say everybody.
Most people.
About 75% of y'all.
Yeah, most people. Which, I mean, I wish Ken... Sometimes Kenny, I know, doesn't answer, but sometimes I guess he just can't help it and he'll say something. I just wish he would just not give the people the time of day. They don't fucking deserve it. But I hope he rests up. I hope he heals. Nothing. We don't even know if he's still in the hospital. For as far as we know, he probably is. I hope he doesn't have to spend fucking Christmas there. If he does, I mean, I just hope that it's just because, you know, he's getting on the right track. And for the love of God, Kenny, I love you so much, but rest, my dude. Like, I know he was saying that on his Instagram that he waited as long as he could, but the pain became too much, and that's why he went to the hospital. I'm like, dude. Like, the fact that he was, apparently he had his match on Collision with Ethan Page, like, while he had diverticulitis. I was like, what the fuck, dude? And then he showed up on Dynamite the day prior to making that post. So, and if you can kind of tell, like, even I could tell, I'm like, something's not right. Because you can, like, they had a promo segment and it was very, like, off. Like, you can tell Kenny wasn't 100% there. People were like, this was not really that good.
That entire promo was
garbage. Yeah, it was like, I'm like, I'm a big fan of both Jericho and Omega, but when I watched it, I was like, yeah, this isn't it. But I didn't, of course, little did we know what was going on. But, I mean, props to Kenny for pushing through the pain. That's something he's always done. He pushes through the pain as much as he can. And I just hope this time around he gets, like, you know, enough rest to where he's absolutely good to go. You know, like, Kenny, you don't need to rush. You don't need to, you know, oh, I have to go for, like, I think I speak for a lot, if not all your fans, when I say that take your time. Like, you do not, there is no rush at all. As much as I would love to see you on TV again, your health is way more important. And I think that's another thing that really disgusted me, is that people were like, what if he never wrestles again? I'm like, who fucking cares? I'm just glad he's not dying. Like, can we, you know, talk about that? Like, how about we focus on letting him get better first? Who gives a shit about if he's ever going to wrestle again? This is before Sean Ross confirmed it was diverticulitis, but still, I was like, who cares? I'm just glad he's alive. Like, or that, and he's not dying, you know? I was just, the fact that people were kind of concerned about the wrong things, I was like, let him focus on his health first. Like, who fucking cares how long he's going to be out for? And this is coming from someone who has a literal shrine of Kenny Omega behind them.
And that's why they say indefinitely. Because they don't, like, it's a broad thing. But someone, okay.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just going to say, like, kind of almost like repeating myself.
But someone we do have a timetable for Charlotte Flair is out for 9 months with the Seth Rollins special, ladies and gentlemen. A torn ACL, a torn MCL, and a torn meniscus. That is literally the same thing that happened to Seth and put him on the shelf for probably the same amount of time, if not maybe a little longer. I don't necessarily remember.
I was a freshman in high school, first of all. And I remember getting the tweet. I was like, there's no way. But that was like, it was like right before Survivor Series, I think. It was like November. So December, January, February, March, April. I think he was out only like 6 months because he showed up at Extreme Rules the next year. I remember he missed Mania, which is a little bummed because that was the Mania I went to. And because of that, to this day, I still haven't seen Seth Rollins wrestle live. I'm like, motherfucker's avoiding me.
Damn. That's crazy.
I'm like, this motherfucker's avoiding me. Out of all the live events I've been to in the El Paso area, he has not been to a single one of them. Yeah, I know.
Maybe he just doesn't like El Paso.
Maybe, but they're coming to not El Paso, but Las Cruces, which is the same region, like 45-minute drive. So on the 13th of January, I don't think I'm going to go, only because that's not because of me, just because of my dad. He, the first week of the playoffs is that same Sunday, and the Cowboys are, I think they are going to be playing that Sunday, so.
Sports.
And I was going to say, and the Cowboys being the Cowboys, chances are that'll be the last time they'll be playing for the season. So I in a way, like, I wasn't even that upset. I was like, you know what, that's kind of fair. You know, that might be the last time the Cowboys play for the season, so.
Yeah, I mean, plus you got a whole year of them coming back to that area.
Yeah, and it's AEW where I'm pissed off because at least WWE comes for live events. AEW's just like, yeah, fuck all of you. I need to start pulling like the race card or something. Like AEW hates Mexicans, and then they'll show up and I'll be like, aha.
No, they probably still won't even show up, let's be fair.
Alright.
Okay. Let's see. Liv Morgan was arrested last week.
I saw that too.
Or earlier this week, I guess. For possession of, well, so it was a traffic stop. And she didn't, we're assuming more than likely she has a medical card. And it was in Florida. She didn't have her medical card. What's up, Justin?
What's up, Jess?
So then she gets pulled over. They smell the weed. They see a small bag. And so she had, like, less than 20 grams of weed on her and, like, a weed pen kind of thing. So they were just like, hey, my guy, we gotta, you know... She took her mugshot. Twitter went wild. She was out on bail the same day. She didn't spend dirty dom time in prison.
I'm glad she didn't. She would have come back with a teardrop tattoo and talking about how jail changed her. And
she'd have been a completely different person. But like, yeah. No, she's fine. She just, it's bad timing because she didn't have
wrong
a card
place,
on
wrong
her.
Time.
Yeah. So
which it's kind of weird because I thought, well, maybe because like. Because even then, like, I don't know if she was, like, completely under the influence, because I wasn't there, so. But I think, because it was for possession, right? Could without the medical card?
Yeah, so, yeah,
I thought
marijuana.
I guess the thing is, I thought weed was legal in Florida. That's my thing. That's why I brought it up.
I don't know if it necessarily is, but, like, most of the places or states, you have to have a medical marijuana card.
Really? Like, even, like...
That's
like
how Pennsylvania is.
Or it's because, like, for example, I think, like, in California and, like, Colorado, they're, like, don't give a fuck who smokes weed. They
well, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, so that is, okay, I guess Florida's not at that point yet. Which
no, you can do bath salts and be a terrible human being, but no, God, you can't smoke weed. You need a medical card.
Bro, I can't even talk about that because that's how Texas is. Texas is like, dude, bro, you can be 18, fucking stupid and mental. And you can buy a gun without a background check or a license. But gambling? Yeah, that's way too much, bro. You're too young for that. You know, no one's too old for... I
still can't believe you can't gamble.
There's no casinos here. We literally have to go... If you're, like, in Central or, like, the East, you can go to Oklahoma or maybe Arkansas. Or if
we
you're
talked,
here West...
I remember we talked about
Mexico.
This and it just dumbfounds me. Mm-hmm. Like, I just...
Yeah, I know. I'm like... gambling's just, that's crossing a line in Texas.
Gambling is so fun. I do it.
I don't know the exact rules, because, like, you know, I won't say who, but some people I know here in Texas kind of, like, have poker nights and stuff.
Well, that's...
But, like, public, I think public gambling is, like, right? Like,
I wouldn't even... Well, are they in, like, a house?
Yeah,
they
they're, like... not, they're not, like, out in the streets or anything.
Well, then, no, it's... That doesn't fucking matter.
But it's just weird.
I wouldn't even consider weird. That... I wouldn't even consider that gambling. I would just consider that playing a game for money. Like...
I know, right? But... It's weird. Texas is weird, but we all knew
Texas
that
Texas is something. That's for damn sure. I have three more things.
Okay.
One, everyone's favorite rap bastard, possibly the devil, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, inducted into the National Jewish Sports Hall of Fame this past week. Well done, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. That's a huge honor, and they even took like a little vignette clip thing on Dynamite yesterday about it. And that's... He's happy and he's proud to be Jewish, and he's happy and proud that he's, even though there are still horrible, horrible people in the world who hate everybody and everything, he is still very proud of who he is and what he does and the path he is leading for other small Jewish children.
I wish, like, some of those anti-Semitic fuckers would, like, go face to face and try and, like, tell him something, because I know he'd, like, sucker punch them right in the face with the ring, like, kiss the ring first, bro.
Well, yes, of course.
And I'd be all for it, because it still baffles me that people are so hateful over people because of their religion. I'm like, dude, like, some people don't even have a religion. Some people just don't believe in anything.
Religion, race, gender identity, sexual orientation. This sports, world is a hateful fucking place. Everything.
Yeah. It's just fucking crazy, and it just makes me sad, but I'm so glad there's people like him to, like, represent, like, community, like, in such a positive way, you know? Oh, yeah. And he knows that he does such a damn good job.
Oh, yeah. Like, he can put on the facade all he wants of being a scumbag, but we know deep down Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
He's a sweetheart. Yeah.
He's a swell boy. Yes, Bayley did re-sign a new deal with WWE, says Jesus, as did Charlotte, who has, I guess that was, like, the largest amount of money they've given to a female for her contract. I didn't see numbers or anything. I wasn't really on top of the deals.
It's probably still nowhere near as much as some of the men make.
Oh, probably not.
Because they're like, yeah, it's the...
I almost guarantee that.
They're like, it's the highest for a woman. So I'm like, yeah. I was like, it's probably not even half of what some of these dudes make, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't even going to bring up the deal stuff. I typically don't, unless it's, like, releases, which I have updates on releases in a second.
Oh, boy.
New women's tag team champions. I saw that on... Caden Carter and Katana Chan. Let's fucking go.
Woo! Hell yeah. I knew because I saw the Instagram post with the video of them taking pictures of Triple H, which I think is so cool. I love how all the NXT alumni, I'll call the NXT alumni, like, take pictures with Trips and stuff.
Papa H.
Yeah.
Gotta get the signature point.
The point, yeah.
Classic. I'm so happy for them. And I will give credit where credit is due. Chelsea turned the situation with Sonya getting hurt right off the bat and had this great partnership with Piper, and their chemistry was good and everything like that. I give credit where credit is due. But now, the longest women's tag team in your division right now are holding them titles for a fucking reason. And let them hold it for a while.
I also saw Matt Cardona say, "I am no longer one half of the women's tag team." He's like posting shit like an idiot, but it's funny. I love it.
Chelsea had a Rough Rider in the fucking match, and I was like, "Damn!"
I saw that. I saw clips on Instagram because I couldn't fucking watch.
That's okay. And the released WWE superstars from September, I believe, if not end of August, their 90 days are up, folks. They are now free to roam. Now, for those who do not remember, I have the list, and I have updates on a few people who have kind of said what they're doing or where they're going. So I'm going to go bottom to top. So, like, yeah. Aaliyah, Top Dollar, who has already been, like, saying, I'm out here and, like, promoting himself as he should. As he should. Shanky, Riddick Moss, who's doing stuff with Emma. They have, like, a TV show or a YouTube show. Mason Mansoor, still killing it on the indies. They're having a great time doing stuff. Yulisa Leon, I haven't seen anything about. Quincy Elliott, I also haven't seen anything about him. Elias, no. Dabakato, no. Dana Brooke, no. Rick Boogs, no. Shelton Benjamin, no, but I'd love to see him go back to New Japan.
For sure.
That would be great. Matt Riddle signed with MLW as of today.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that's still a thing.
And he's still beefing with Samoans. He's fighting Jacob Fatu on January 6th. It's not the only thing he's...
I was going to say, I'm like, is he, like, double booked? Because I heard he has somewhere else to be.
He's got an anniversary to celebrate. Hello, Allison. She said, my lovelies. She said, Savannah, your makeup is on point, girl.
Thank you. You really can't see it, but I put glitter on the lids. It's golden red.
I could tell it was glittery.
Sparkly, yeah. Thank you, though.
Mustafa Ali. Man's, listen, he made a vignette. The Ali World Tour and is booked for 6 different places.
Well, actually, I know
today.
I know one of them because I'm actually looking it up right now. Because one of my favorite indie wrestlers, Brittany Brooks, is on the same show. I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool. It's called Run This Town. It's on February 10th, and it's going to be in Illinois, I believe.
Probably near Chicago.
Yeah, Illinois. No, I don't want to say it because Matt and Vince are there, and I don't think I'm going to like say it right. It's in Illinois.
He's also already signed up for matches in Freelance, in GCW, there's a few other ones, but I can't remember off the top of my head because I didn't take pictures of them. But he's booked and busy, as he should be.
I'm like, go get your bag, bro. Go get those bookings.
As he should. And people, you know how people be speculating. They're like, well, since him and Ziggles, so the next person, and the last person, well, what if one of them is the devil? Wouldn't be the first time Ollie's behind a group of masked vigilantes. Am I right, fellas? And then finally, Dolph Ziggler, Nick Namath, Ziggles, what have you. He is going to have a match in, I can't remember when, but like he already has a match. His brother's also on the same card. Not in the match, same card. It's, I can't remember now, but he's already been booked. He's already taking bookings. We love all of these people going out. Besides Matt Riddle, because fuck him. We love all these people going out and
most of them
taking the opportunity. 85% going out, taking these opportunities, presenting themselves in a different light. And I'm very proud of all of them, besides Matt Riddle. Yeah. Listen, Allison said, listen, we are going to get Riddle on the show so we can finally get rid of Riff Riddle. I don't think you want Matt on that show. Matt might rip that boy a new one, and you,
but like,
that might hurt, dude, that might hurt Jaws brand.
No, like, do it on, like, a, like, kind of like how, like, if let's have us do it, like, put it on our Patreon, and you gotta pay to see Matt tear a new one in.
That would be fucking hysterical. But yeah.
That way you gotta go looking for it, and then it's, like, no holds barred. Matt can just, like, completely, Matt Ritter, might I add, can completely go off.
She said that makes a great show. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want Charles Brand to be hurt by that. So
I know, right?
See, Matt said I ain't coming on with that piece of shit, no matter who show it is.
Ooh.
I also knew that would be the case. He hates him with a burning passion.
No, and I don't blame him. I'm not gonna say like why.
No. Pourquoi?
Pourquoi?
Nah, I don't blame him. All right, Savannah. You're up.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. This took way too
long. I'm saying, the thing that you took 20 minutes to do.
I know. Katie, will you please? Thank you. All right. So because I missed, I'm not going to lie, I went searching for these results because I have not been able to watch wrestling in like 2 weeks, except indie of wrestling because, you know, I'm actually there. But so I had to look it up. It took fucking forever, as Katie mentioned. But so that being said, I'm not going to talk about like who beat who this time around. I'm just going to talk about where each wrestler stands as far as this week. All I will say though, I'll say it after I say it, after I get through it. So for the Gold League, as of now, which is week 5, we have Jon Moxley with 12 points, Swerve Strickland with 12 points, Roosh with 6 points, Mark Briscoe with 3 points, Jay Lethal, a sweep in the board with all zeros, and Jay White with 12 points. So as of now, we have 3 wrestlers with 12 points. They are tied. So what they're going to do is they are going to kind of go against round robin, and they're going to have a triple threat in the semifinals. And I take it the winner goes to the finals against whoever is in the finals for the Blue League. So that's happening. So we're getting Swerve versus Mox versus Jay White or Swiss cheese stays white.
Swiss bleed stays white.
Yeah. Except if you bleed nothing, so it stays white. I'm honestly really, really hoping that Swerve takes this one. I think it's long overdue. You know, I saw on Instagram that he had a little moment with MJF about being the devil, or, you know, but he's like, I'm not interested in that, but I am interested in like the championship, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, that happened. As of now, the Blue League, which has been the biggest thorn in my side when it comes to finding these results, because I don't know what the hell they're doing, booking people twice in the same week and then not having anyone, then having someone not have a match that same week.
Because
and then
some it's people Tony have two matches. And doesn't know what he's doing.
That's honestly true. But anyways, so as of now, and which is the reason why I didn't say who's beating who, because honestly, it's just so goddamn confusing. The Blue League, Danielson, we have 9 points. Andrade with 9 points. Brody King with 3 points. No, 6 points. I was going to say, that doesn't seem right. 6 points. My bad. Claudio with 6. Daniel Garcia with 0. They're doing my boy Danny dirty. And Eddie Kingston with 6 points. I don't know what's going to happen to the Blue League, but all I know is that I'm probably going to be confused. These have been your A1 Red Robin Round Continental Breakfast Classic results, standings, whatever you want to call it. Thank you so much, Katie.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
Thank you. I don't even know if I said that right. I only know I got A1, I got Red Robin and Continental Breakfast. I think I got
You were almost there. You were almost there. You forgot the IHOP part of the Continental
Breakfast. Oh, IHOP. Okay, yeah. Whoops.
you had like 99% of it. You were good. You were good.
Maybe very next week I'll have it. I'll have all of it.
Yeah, maybe next week. We'll get them next week, boys.
Anyway, mission failed. We'll get them next time.
We'll get them next time, boys.
We'll get them next time. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't write down what year this was. Hold on. I'm noticing a mistake in my notes.
Sometime on this day.
Today in women's wrestling history, today being December 21st, it's almost Christmas. It was a Monday Night Raw taping. I believe it was 2002. Nobody hold me to that because I forgot to write the year down. My bad. I was multitasking. What else is new? It's the same type of match that I talked about last week, but I just want to talk about it again because like it's themed, it's Christmas. Why the fuck not? It was Jacqueline. The holiday season. Yeah, it was Jacqueline, Stacy Keibler, and Trish Stratus, who just had a birthday a few days ago. Happy birthday, Trish. Defeating Ivory, Molly Holly, and Victoria for Hall of Fame. In a Santa's Little Helper 6 person tag, or
six woman tag.
That. But like Santa's Little Helper matches, I miss when people just like dressed up for things.
They won't even do Halloween. Like some people might, like I only like someone else did, but I forget who. But us, Kenny was one of the only people who dressed up. He had new. Granted, it was still gear, but he still dressed up like Street Fighter for Halloween.
Yeah,
Kenny's just the one who commits, y'all.
Guys, where? Come on. I mean, NXT has a whole two shows about it.
That is true, but
they're Gucci. But like everyone else, guys, what happened to the fun?
It's like the meme with the guy with the stick, like, come on, do something.
Come on, do something.
Yeah,
me literally. To them not doing cute, fun themed things.
Even like the trick or street fights, that's pretty friggin' cool. Like, come on. Like,
yeah. Like, I mean, I think they're doing some holiday type street fight thing tomorrow on SmackDown for the women.
Well, Christmas is on a Monday this year.
So they aren't doing a normal episode of Monday Night Raw on Monday. I think they're doing like a best of
kind of thing. Triple H wants to like give them, which fair enough. I respect that. But for future reference, if that ever happens again, pre-tape it and do it completely Christmas themed.
Like every match, everyone has to wear a Santa hat or an elf costume or snowman, you know.
Or if you're a heel, you're wearing like Krampus, you know.
Love Krampus. Ugh, I actually watched Krampus for the first time last year.
Really?
Yeah, it was for getting off. Shocker.
Oh. Oh, if it gets you to watch it.
Hey, it got me to watch all the Black Christmas movies, so.
I've been trying to do keep up with Christmas movies, but a lot of the times they just play a lot of the same ones, so I've watched like Home Alone a lot of the times. Elf. I watched It's a Wonderful Life. I don't know how many people count that as a Christmas movie.
Like the OG one?
Yeah.
That counts.
Okay. I don't know if some people are weird and they don't count it, but I'm like, I do.
Who's not counting It's a Wonderful Life as a Christmas movie?
I don't know. I've seen it like on like, you know, like, okay, I know I'm weird for going on BuzzFeed, but they're like, oh, like, you know, vote on these polls to like see if your opinion's like the popular one. And one of them was like, I think was about Christmas movies. This is like last year, so I probably wouldn't be able to find it, but some people, like, I would say, like, 20%, it's a minority, but still, 20% of the voters, I don't know how out of how many votes, but 20% said that it was not a Christmas movie. I was like, I guess because, like,
it's the peak of Christmas movies, like Allison said.
Yeah, that is true, but, like,
if Die Hard is a Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life is damn sure.
Well, maybe because of, like, the message, but I'm like, it still takes place, you know, like, I don't know. I can't explain people.
I am dumbfounded.
Because you know, like how like a lot of people like learns, like for example in Home Alone, like Kevin learns that he wants to be with his family on Christmas and shit like that. Maybe since it's not really centered around Christmas, but still, I'm like, it's still a fantastic movie. I still watch it even when it's not Christmas. But
I just don't. I just. Those 20% don't know what the movie was or were trolling. I kind of agree with
that. That's true.
Are you confusing it with Die Hard?
No. It was. I remember because I was that taken aback when people were saying that. So.
No, that's absolutely bonkers. I will not stand for that slander. These 20% of people. The fuck.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I just. Do you guys know what's a Christmas movie? Like,
oh, we know Adam Cole. Of course he knows. You should put a
little Rhea.
You should have put a little Santa hat on them.
I'm 90% sure I said last year I would put a little. I did. I fucked up, guys. That's all right. Next year,
for seasonal sure.
Showcase for sure. They will both. Pinky and if promise. I get anyone else, yes, pinky promise. Cross my heart. Hope to die. Hunger Games honor. Whoever I have over here, they will have little tiny Santa hats on for next seasonal showcase, because I don't have time now because I'm busy. But, you know, you see, Savannah, you always do this, and you always help me out with my question of the week. And, you know, you kind of tee me up so I can knock it out of the park. it's not really going to be wrestling related because we do that all the time. And yeah. We have a whole episode dedicated to our show next week, which hopefully everybody like hangs out with us. Cool. Thanks. One's just, I think we did this last year too. Just like Christmas traditions or holiday traditions. If people don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, I think we did do that. Yeah.
Let's do it again. Let's do like specifically like what you watch. Like okay. Specific movies you watch, any like holiday specials, anything like that. Something you think is underrated as a holiday movie that you think more people need to watch. That kind of thing.
Okay. Well, something I've kind of started like myself because I'm out of my sisters and I'm the one who's more than likely gonna watch a new movie. You know, obviously I love, you know, watching movies that I've seen, watching movies that I know I'm gonna like. But like with things like there's a lot of movies that I've seen that my sisters have not seen. For prime example, this is obviously years ago, but like The Terminator, not Christmas, obviously, but like my sisters have never seen The Terminator because I actually went out of my way to go watch it on my own.
Okay.
So, but for Christmas, so that being said, a tradition I've kind of started with myself is watching at least a new Christmas movie every year. Okay. So a movie that I either haven't seen in such a long time, and I don't even remember what it's about or whatever, or a movie that I have not seen at all. And this one, I might get some tomatoes thrown at me. But for the first time this year, I watched Lampoon's Holiday Vacation for the first time.
You've never seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
No, yeah. I already messed up the name because I said holiday, not Christmas. But yeah. I watched it for the first time this year. I thought it was pretty good. I was like, there were some funny parts and stuff, but yeah.
Well, I have a question for you. Have you seen any of the other National Lampoon's movies?
I've only seen the one where Lindsay Buckingham's song is in it. I don't even remember which one that was.
That
Holiday matter. Road.
Oh, well, that's kind of in like all of them in some way, shape, or form.
I think that just the first one then. But again, it was a very long time. It was like one of those fever dream movies. I know, I'm fired.
Allison said fired. Matt said Scrooge. I believe he's meant to say Scrooged. The night before, I can't speak. Harold and Kumar Christmas for him. Jesus said Home Alone 1 and 2. The Santa Clauses, I believe all three. The Grinch and Elf. Really, I actually watched the Jim Carrey Grinch today.
Oh, I watched that one a few days ago because it was on the 25 Days of Christmas. So yeah, both Home Alones, love to watch. Same with Elf. I mean, I'm wearing my Elf shirt. I fucking love the movie Elf. A Christmas Story is one of my all-time favorites. I don't even think just Christmas, but just movies in general. I freaking love that movie so much. One of my favorites, actually, have you guys seen the movie Klaus? It's on, Instagram. It's on Netflix. It's on Instagram. I leaked it, guys. It's on Netflix. It's an animated movie. It's kind of the story about how the whole concept of Santa Claus came to be. It is such a cute movie.
I don't know if I've seen
You should watch that it. One. You should watch it. It is. The animation is really good. And then again, just the story is really cute also.
Jesus, the Grinch is on Peacock, by the way.
Both really? Of them. Which one? All of them?
Jim Carrey's and Bumblebee Cumbersnatches.
Oh, wow. Well, it's funny how I knew exactly who you were referring to.
But, I love when people know who exactly what I'm saying.
Allison, you're fired.
Damn.
Like, I wish I had a tomato so I could just
throw it at your screen and have to clean it up later.
I would do that because that opinion is just...
Allison, some people don't like on. Elf.
I know, but I freaking love.
Elf. Yeah, Jesus, Jim Carrey one on Peacock. Literally watched it today. It's there.
Now I want
still
no,
holds
no.
up.
Because he's honestly probably the most relatable Grinch. Like, if you think about it,
it's. He said, "I literally looked for that the other week and it wasn't there. What the hell? Hey, maybe Peacock just likes me and it doesn't like you. I don't know.
Yeah, let me check if Peacock." Just...
I was gonna say, Savannah's gonna fact check it. Because I was just on it this morning.
Peacock app.
Oh, I don't. I was on my TV. say I'm definitely
running. I think. Yeah, she's there's a lot. Yeah,
I just checked and it's there, lol.
Yeah, all the fringes are there.
But it wasn't the other week. That is a great question, Allison. Have you seen Eight Crazy Nights, which is one of the best holiday movies? She's never seen it. Oh my god. It's Adam Sandler and it's animated and there's songs and that's a technical fail. One of the best movies of all time. I fucking love it.
Don't see like there's Jesus.
It's the best part of the movie.
It's good for a cartoon. I think animation's so underrated sometimes. Like that's why I That's why I recommend Klaus. Go watch Klaus on Netflix, everybody. Please.
Everybody go watch Klaus.
Katie, give me a movie to watch. I'll give you Klaus to watch. Go.
Ooh.
A holiday movie, obviously.
How do you feel about, like, well, you've watched It's a Wonderful Life. It's not as old as that, but it's, I don't know if you've seen it. Meet Me in St. Louis.
I have not. So let me look it up. What is it called?
Meet Me in St. Louis. But in the movie, they say Louis. I think it's on HBO Max or Max. Maybe. Okay.
It is on Max. Luckily, my sister made a Max account. So, but I'll have to watch it on. It's because it's only on our TV. I don't have to be like. I have not logged in on my app. So I'll have to watch it tomorrow. But yeah, that's what we'll talk about. We'll talk about the movies we've recommended for each other.
It is my one of my, so that's like part of mine. So I always watch Meet Me in St. Louis. It has Judy Garland in it, and she sings Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and it just like brings a tear to my eyes every single time because her voice is so fucking good. It will eventually be some form of that movie will be on my music sleeve. I just have to figure out what from that movie. I also always watch White Christmas. I sang it in chorus for so long we had to enunciate the white fucking stupid. White Christmas is also one of my favorite movies. I need to get on Twitter to get rid of that or Twitch, and I'm lazy. Whatever. Everyone doesn't roll up. I don't have time for that bullshit.
Jesus said no. Thank you, Jesus.
I need to pull up my other I need to have my other laptop up to do that, but it's
be just gone. A pain in the ass. Jesus report them for us. I don't know.
Yeah, you could, Jesus. Good. Everyone can report them. Bye-bye.
Dang.
It's... So, Meet Me in St. Louis, White Christmas always. I always watch A Christmas Story. Christmas Day, specifically, all day.
Yeah, I watch it, like, when it's looped, I'm like, yeah. And it doesn't matter where you start, because you'll eventually make it around, you know?
So, okay, well, here's my question. You've, like, cable, right?
Not really. I have YouTube TV, so it's not, like, cable, you know?
Okay, because I was going to say, because, like, they always show it on TBS and TNT.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask which one do you normally watch it on?
I think before we got YouTube TV, actually, I think even after we got YouTube TV, I think TBS. I want to say TBS. Yeah. But, honestly, if it's on, I'll watch it. Only thing... Yeah. Okay, maybe something that'll kind of make me choose one or the other, one over the other, is depending on where it's at. So if it's closer to the beginning, I'll probably just choose that one. Because, you know, but if it's more towards the middle, then maybe I won't.
Fair.
But yeah.
That's
fair. So, it doesn't matter. I'm like, I must watch it on TBS or else I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I think I always do TBS, and I have for the longest. I occasionally will do TNT, but
or if it's on commercial, just jump back.
So it's weird every year when like because I'm always like the first one to go downstairs, and I wake up and da 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 da. I'm always like I always put on the TV. I kind of just like vibe downstairs, turn on the TV, watch Christmas Story. It's usually the same part. And mind you, I've gone downstairs at, like, different times, never the same time every year. It's always, like, the same part of that movie that it starts. I'm like, this is amazing.
Also, that's, like, the magic of it. Like, sometimes, you know, for example, Christmas Eve, because I believe it's, like, all of Christmas, like, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day just on a loop.
I think it's, like, 8 p.m. Christmas Eve to, like, 8 p.m. Christmas Day.
Something like that. But it'll be Christmas Eve, and, like, we're just... chilling, whatever. Like, I can guarantee you tomorrow, or not tomorrow, because Christmas Eve is not tomorrow. Christmas Eve, for example, I could start watching in the morning or something, if they do air it in the morning. I can stop to watch the Cowboys game. And then when the game's over, I can go back and I could probably be on that same part or like very like just minutes or like a few scenes off. It's just the magic of A Christmas Story. You almost always end up where you left off.
It's such an awesome like tradition that
I love like, it.
TBS does and TNT, I guess.
Ralphie, you be careful out there. Don't shoot your eye out.
Oh my god, I shot my eye out.
I know. We're like, only I didn't say fudge. I said the word. I can probably
the quote F that. -dash word.
I know. Or
I could quote the whole fucking movie. Yeah. Wait, my favorite line from A Christmas Story. We were saying it was when we were young. We probably weren't supposed to be saying it, but it's fine. It's it's the Ovaltine. A crummy commercial? Son of a bitch!
Yeah.
That is my favorite line of the entire fucking movie.
I don't know if I have a favorite line, like, there's just, it's just so, or fragile.
It must be Italian.
I still say fragile, like, obviously as a joke. Like, I'm like, oh, careful, that's fragile. I'm like, I heard that's fragile, guys, but.
It's like the way that he's just like, fragile, like, puts his hand over and it's still wrong.
Yeah, I think this is fragile. Like that.
Shout out to the mom.
I know, right? Is the most ugly thing I've seen in my entire life. And then get the glue. We are out. And then, oh, because I'll piss. You used up all the glue on purpose. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what you did. You didn't just like toss it out and make sure we didn't have any. She used it up.
She's a real one. Shout out to Randy and Ralphie's mom.
Yeah, a statue going up the leg.
It's like, put your fucking hand down, child.
It's a major award. Yes, yes. It's a major award. And I want it. Yeah.
Because like, I love. It's like crosswords in the newspaper. Like, the whole thing is absolutely absurd.
Or like
I fucking love it
when the Bumpus's dogs like get to the turkey and then bitches, Bumpus. I freaking that
those dogs are line. Fucking crazy.
That probably has to be my favorite line because of just the way his voice just like
peaks 15 octaves. Yeah.
Bumpus. Yeah, and
it's like it hurts.
We are going out to eat. Yeah, I freaking love that movie so much.
And just what a guys, I can't believe it's almost Christmas.
I know. I can't wait to watch the movie on repeat. I was gonna watch it earlier, but then I was like, no, it's meant to be watched. It's
what, oh my god, same!
You're supposed to accumulate all the times you're supposed to watch it through the season and watch it just all on Christmas. Like that's
I turned on my TV and I was getting ready to put something on, I don't remember what, but like Christmas Story was on. I was like, no. I was like, I can't watch it yet.
Yeah, it's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas. It's not Christmas Day. I can't watch it. It's not allowed. The law says... The law. I'm not allowed to watch A Christmas Story.
Until Christmas.
Is there any other Christmas movie that you think more people should watch?
I don't know. It's considered like a movie, because even then I think it's like 30 minutes long. But Charlie Brown Christmas...
That's a special, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's a tradition for my family. We love to watch it. That's something I could probably quote as well because of how many times I've watched it. It's such a cute little cartoon. And the message like behind it, like finding the true meaning of Christmas and like, you know, because of the little tree he brought.
His shitty little tree.
Yeah. It's funny how they make those now. Like, you can get those trees like at Walgreens and it's like stupid expensive. Like, that's kind of ironic. The whole
point, yeah, like, because it just has the Charlie Brown name on it. Like, fuck you guys. Capitalism.
You know, right? You could just make one yourself, bro. Just get a couple branches and stick a red ornament on there.
Yeah, honestly. Jesus said, what about Christmas episodes from TV shows?
Oh, that's a good one. That actually made me think of another movie. But I grew up on Good Luck Charlie. Good Luck Charlie, It's Christmas is one of my favorite things to watch also. It's so cute. Cheesy, of course. Channel? I was gonna say it's so cheesy, of course, because it's Disney Channel, but I love it. I love that kind of cheese. It's like sweet cheese.
I'm trying to think of. I feel like I used to always watch the Rugrats like Christmas episodes when I
I
was
love like
younger.
the Hanukkah episodes too, because
Yep. The Hanukkah ones were dope. Those ones were
I liked
nice.
Friends. I love all the watching the Friends holiday or Christmas episodes. I'm a huge fan of Friends.
I'm trying to think of other
SpongeBob
ones.
has a couple specials for Christmas. I like the first one they did. It's like their regular animation style, and it's about they're trying to get Christmas to Bikini Bottom, and Santa doesn't show up, and Squidward's like a dick about it, but he
Shocker.
ends up giving up all his stuff to make SpongeBob happy, which shows he does have a heart. You know, Squidward, you're not fooling
Squidward's
anyone.
heart grew three sizes that
Yeah,
day.
exactly.
I'm trying to think of like specific Christmas episodes I've watched recently.
Like almost like parodies. I wouldn't say parodies, but inspirations from Christmas movies or Christmas stories. Like I think iCarly did iCarly did a store an episode based on It's a Wonderful Life, you know, where she
Yeah.
wishes Spencer was normal.
Yep.
And then that happens, and it's just fucking weird. But yeah, so I liked that one.
I'm really trying to. Oh, I mean, the Full House ones were
Oh
always
yeah, those are cute. Yes.
top tier. Fuck, I really can't think of like any, like, 'cause almost every running show, like sitcom, etc., had a Christmas
I
ish
love,
episode.
yeah. I love Bob's Burgers. Their Christmas episodes are always funny.
Bob's Burgers is such a fun show.
I love it. And so I've watched all the Christmas episodes already from the seasons. South Park, I know my sister tells me she doesn't really watch South Park the way I do. Honestly, the only reason why she's really given South Park a chance is because some of like the sound bites are like memes or trends on TikTok, and she finds those hilarious, which I'm like, fair enough. But
True.
she was like, you know, South Park is it's always Christmas in South Park. I'm like, no, it's just always snowing, but like it could be
No, it's because
like,
they're in Colorado and it's cold as fuck there.
yeah, I was like, but it's not always Christmas, you know. There's
Mr.
Christmas
Hanky, the
episodes,
Christmas
but
food.
yeah, there's Christmas episodes, which I do like also, but there's an episode where Cartman tries to bring Christmas to the Middle East just so he can get like the game he wants for Christmas, but it goes completely wrong. Santa gets shot out from the sky.
Jesus
Pretty,
Christ.
yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I think Jesus saved him, so.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Good shit. I love South Park. South Park is not for those who are easily offended, which I'm not.
South Park definitely t sometimes goes a little too far. Not all the time.
But
They have
that
the occasional one that just.
well, there's episodes that are banned. There's actually two episodes that are banned, and like when they first aired, like they just caused so much controversy that it made like global news. But this was like very long time ago. I think it was like
Oh yeah.
2010s,
Well,
like early
that show's
2010s.
been on for a long fucking
Since the
time.
90s, since 97, that's when it started. But I will say though, this is why I like South Park, because it takes, especially now, it takes situations that are happening in real life and it makes a joke out of them. It brings comedy, which I think is a good way to come. I like coping through laughter. So if they take it and turn it into a joke, I think it's funny because they're making fun of it. But also at the same time, they have no boundaries. Like they're not like, oh, we're gonna like not make fun of these people, but we'll make fun of like they don't care who the fuck
They'll
they
make fun of
offend.
everybody.
Exactly. There's no exceptions. Everyone is treated equally, even though it's equally in the sense that they're all being made fun of. Like, it reminds
Yeah.
me of that tweet MJF made like back in June. He was like, "I hate everyone equally. Happy Pride Month." I was like, okay. I was like,
Thanks for
wow.
thinking of the gays, Max. Appreciate
Yeah, I
you.
was like, yeah, it's not like he technically showed that he is for equality, but not in the way people want it. He's like, I
He
hate
just
all
hates
of you
everybody,
equally.
which, what
Yeah,
a
he's like, I hate
fucking mood.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. I'm like, it's still equality. It's just he doesn't like anybody, you know? And that's what South Park does. They're like, I'm gonna make fun of fucking everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good Christmas episodes is what back to the main point.
Say, I don't have anything else off the top of my head.
Me neither. I was just trying to think of something, but no. The Being the Elite episodes, maybe. That those are my favorite.
There you go.
Feeling so much.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
Thank you. Yeah, that's all I can really think of, but I think we did a good job.
Yeah. Thank you everybody for joining us, for hanging out, for spending your time with us this holiday season.
The holiday season.
There we go.
Yeah.
We had to get in there just like one clean time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we've been saying it for like fucking weeks leading.
But only twice, and even then one was the only like clear as day one on the actual episode.
That sounds like us. Before we, you know, do the plugging and everything, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Hope you have a wonderful time. Now, Savannah, tell the people where they can find you if you're working on anything this last few weeks of the year.
Probably. Okay. It's because December is so fucking busy for me, guys.
It's
everybody has a birthday, especially at the end of December. Like, I will explain in a minute. But if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at @y2garcia_. There's no underscore. It's not me. That mistake has been made. But you could also find me sometimes on Pro Wrestling Legacy on Instagram, too, because I do interviews with the wrestlers. I was talking about this, actually, when we first went live. Not when we recorded, but when we were live, which is why you should show up earlier. I was a part of a little video, regarding that, like, had to do with a feud that's going on in PWL. It was pretty funny. You should go watch it. It's on Instagram at Pro Wrestling Legacy, so please go watch it. It was pretty funny. And that's one part of many, so there's many more to come. I'm not going to be in it, but if you want to see where it takes you, you should go check it out. But what I have working on, as I mentioned, I'm always busy, not just with finals, but with just a lot of family stuff in December. First of all, spoiler, Katie, I may or may not have to like or ask you or have the Sheely Awards be the time, depending on how things go, because it's my grandma's birthday. We might have to do it earlier or we might have to do it later. We'll see.
That's
fine. But I'll let you know with time, obviously, because again, my grandma's birthday is on the 28th, which is the time of the Sheely Awards, which you should go participate in, go fill out that Google Doc. I'm going to go do it myself. But birthdays are on like the 5th, the 19th, the 20th, the 23rd, the 20th, the 26th, the 28th, the 29th, the 31st. Yeah, everyone's birthday is in December. So it's really hard to plan to film something or record something in this month, especially the later part of this month. However, I am off for break. So hopefully after all this birthday party, Christmas celebrations, I want to really try and record that second part of the Young Bucks gear tier list. I want to start contributing to the Patreon with my nail art stuff. So hopefully since I am off, I'm going to be able to do that for sure. This one is an absolute for sure. Wrestle Kingdom recap will be sometime in the upcoming month of January.
Okay.
Because Wrestle Kingdom 18 is on January 4th of next year. So, and I still want to watch it, even if I have to buy it on pay-per-view or watch it in a more convenient kind of way, if you know what I mean. But yes, I am going to watch Wrestle Kingdom. You know, I got to see Naito fulfill his destino, finally, of going back to the main event and winning a title. So, need to watch that happen. But yeah, that's where you can find me, what I have going on as of now. But yeah, just follow me on Instagram, honestly, for any updates.
Yeah, and while you're all following people and everything, you can follow me on Twitter at KatieWrestling13. Linktree in my bio to get all things Sheely Showcase. You know, on our Twitch, twitch.tv/SheelyShowcase. On our YouTube, youtube.com/SheelyShowcase. Now, again, typically it's a Thursday about 6 p.m. Eastern next week for the Sheely Showcase Awards. When Savannah and I talk, we will figure out times. Even if we have to do it Wednesday night, we'll figure it out.
Yes.
We got time. We will figure it out. It'll happen next week regardless.
Yes, exactly. That is one thing we can guarantee.
Yes, because I have been stressed about this enough, and it will fucking happen. So it will happen. Like Savannah said, patreon.com/shethatjokes if you want to see not wrestling stuff, just us, you know, me talking about music and spooky stuff and Law and Order and Savannah's nail stuff eventually. Like, the not wrestling stuff will be on that.
Yes.
Or not. Wrestling is usually involved in some way, shape, or form and brought up in some capacity, but, like, not the main focus like this show.
Exactly.
Let's see. It's weird because, like, everyone's on, like, a all the podcasts I normally do are on a break, so if you want to check out the latest episode of Apron Bump, I was on that, and Pretty Kyle and I had a fantastic time talking about ECW, The Doctor's In. I was 12 days old when that show aired. So we talk about that. You can check out the latest Getting Off with Matt and I talking about the three Black Christmas movies that there are. We have some really good, like, genuine conversations about, like, society. So if you want, like, a little different take of Matt and I's dynamic, you can go watch that and you get to talk about Christmas movies. But other than that, I think that's everything. So again, we thank you all so much for joining us, watching, hanging out, all of that fun stuff. We hope you have the happiest of holidays, the merriest of Christmases, the happiest of Hanukkahs, happiest of Kwanzaas, the best time, whether it's with yourself or with your families, as long as you spend time doing something you love with people you love. Until next time, bye-bye.